Yes, CO2 is increasing in the global atmosphere, but let's look at the last billion years of global climate change. I chose the most recent billion years. There is actually 3.5 more billion years of climate change before this, but we know pretty well that this is what has happened over the last billion. It's generally been warmer than it is today by many degrees Celsius. 22 degrees average global temperature has been the norm, but then there have been 4.5 ice ages during this period of time, where temperature plummets on average down to 12 degrees, even 10 degrees Celsius global average. Today, the global average temperature is 14.5 degrees Celsius. We are in an ice age called the Pleistocene. That's why both poles are covered in ice. People don't understand that we are in an ice age now. This is an interglacial period within the Pleistocene ice age, and it is generally a cold time in terms of the Earth's history. Why are there 300 million people in the United States and only 30 million people in Canada? One word, cold. Sometimes I think that's why you let us have it. It seems that temperature is bounded on the top and the bottom, probably by a lot of feedback forces that are creating a maximum and minimum, and we're in one of those minimums right now. Yeah, it shows right there, for example, that now it's 14.5°C and CO2 is about 400, whereas the average over the last 600 million years has been around 2,000, which coincidentally is the optimum CO2 level for plant growth, about 4 to 5 times higher than it is today. That's why greenhouse growers purposely put the exhaust from their gas or wood heaters into the greenhouse to increase growth by as much as 100%. So we can look forward to increasing productivity in agriculture from increased CO2, as many of you know.